Hello, I'm Dr. Gerald Chodak from Medscape. Today I want to talk about some recent new data about active surveillance that was presented at a European meeting. The Dutch reported their results on about 900 men who were diagnosed during the first and second year of the European screening trial that began in 1993. They have now about 15 years of follow-up on their cohort, of which 25% chose active surveillance, about 35% chose external radiation, and the remainder chose radical prostatectomy. Thus far, they found the following, that the men who had active surveillance as their initial therapy had less than a 1% lower metastasis-free survival and less than a 1.5% lower prostate cancer-specific survival compared to the men who had radical prostatectomy. Not surprisingly, these differences were not statistically significant. Now, conclusions must be made very carefully because it wasn't from a randomized trial. And in fact, the data have been compared to the PROTECT trial, which found a greater difference between the men that were managed with active surveillance compared to the men that got definitive therapy. An important difference, however, is that in the PROTECT trial, men were included who had either intermediate or even high-risk disease in this low-risk category of men who were treated with active surveillance. So the groups are not entirely comparable. And in fact, today, few people would treat some of those men in the PROTECT trial with active surveillance. So what can we say about these findings? One of the challenges with doing randomized trials is that the statisticians tell us we have to analyze the data according to an intention to treat analysis. That means if someone was assigned to active surveillance but ended up getting surgery, they still had to be included in the active surveillance group. So there is always a contamination that occurs. And in the PROTECT trial, only 72% of the men actually followed through with their assigned therapy. This always complicates analyses. Here we have data from a non-randomized trial that at least allows us to look at what to expect in a large group of men who were treated with the various options. And thus far, with a rather long follow-up, the differences are extremely small. It means, at least going forward, that patients who are diagnosed with low-risk disease should be made aware of these findings when they're making the decisions. It doesn't mean you can tell patients that there is no difference between the different arms, but it certainly seems that the risk for men who get active surveillance seems to be extremely low at the 15-year mark. What is unclear from their analysis or their presentation is what percent of the men who started on active surveillance ended up getting definitive therapy. But regardless of what that number, it does mean that active surveillance is a very reasonable option for men with low-risk disease. I look forward to your comments. Thank you.